Hello, my friends. We made it to the end of the week. It's Friday, and Fridays rock, and so do all of you. Remember, what's within influences what happens without, so let's get our minds right and finish this week strong. We start on Capitol Hill, where congressional leaders are deeply concerned with the risks of artificial intelligence, or AI. Now, with some background, we've all heard how the impact of AI can change our daily lives, where it can even impact how we work within many industries, impacting jobs across the globe. The tech company OpenAI has been at the center of all of this, especially after the wild success of ChatGPT, the company's chatbot tool where it can learn to mimic the grammar and structure of our writing and speech. This tool has now led to other tech companies building their own programs and apps to create art, pictures, images, as well as impersonating other people's voices. Major tech leaders have been questioned about the risks of AI, including Twitter CEO Elon Musk. And statements like this from a CNBC interview are raising a few eyebrows.
There's a strong probability that it will make life much better. And that we'll have an age of abundance, and there's some chance that it goes wrong, destroys humanity. Hopefully that chance is small, but it's not zero. And so I think we want to take whatever actions we can think of to minimize the probability that AI goes wrong.
Now, earlier this week, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He faced serious questions about how his program and other major tech intelligence apps can pose a threat to humanity and possibly put us all out of work. Altman, however, did urge lawmakers to regulate artificial intelligence, describing the technology's current boom as a potential printing press moment, as he described it. But it's a moment that he says requires safeguards. Also in his remarks, the OpenAI CEO says the potential for AI to be used to manipulate voters and target disinformation are among his areas of greatest concern, especially because there's going to be a presidential election next year. And he says these models are getting better. CNN's Nick Watt has more for us from the hearing.
My worst fears are that we, the field, the technology, the industry, cause significant harm to the world.
Today's Senate hearing is a crucial step in humanity's effort to prevent that harm and to rein in the handful of players controlling this tech.
So I think there needs to be incredible scrutiny on us and our competitors.
His company created ChatGPT. You know, it can write a term paper or a song, captured imaginations and headlines.
Could artificial intelligence soon put us all out of work?
AI has potentially world-changing benefits. Equitable education, helping eradicate disease, transportation, AI can be life-enhancing or maybe an existential threat to humanity.
These new systems are going to be destabilizing. They can and will create persuasive lies at a scale humanity has never seen before. Democracy itself is threatened.
As are jobs.
GPT-4 will, I think, entirely automate away some jobs, and it will create new ones that we believe will be much better.
There are risks like automated weapons we can imagine.
Could AI create a situation where a drone can select the target itself?
I think we shouldn't allow that.
Well, can it be done?
Sure.
And there are risks we can, for now, barely even comprehend.
As these systems do become more capable, and I'm not sure how far away that is, but maybe not super far, I think it's important that we also spend time talking about how we're going to confront those challenges.
So, what do we do?
Talk in plain English and tell me what, if any, rules we ought to implement.
Number one, a safety review like we use with the FDA prior to widespread deployment.
Suggestions today to licensed developers and or the most powerful AI systems.
I think a model that can persuade, manipulate, influence a person's behavior or a person's beliefs, that would be a good threshold. I think a model that could help create novel biological agents would be a great threshold.
There was support in this room for a brand new government agency to oversee AI, but
for every success story in government regulation, you can think of five failures.
And this technology is moving very, very fast. Google, Microsoft, and others pouring in billions of dollars. Government can be glacial.
When you look at the record of Congress in dealing with innovation, technology, and rapid change, we're not designed for that.
I've come to the conclusion that it's impossible for Congress to keep up with the speed of technology.
There is, of course, an election in the U.S. just about 18 months away and an avalanche of misinformation, no doubt,
on its way. So there's not much time to deal with at least some of the issues at play here. Another big question, should the U.S. just create its own agency and then hope that the rest of the world will follow, or should people be concentrating on creating a global initiative, a global body to oversee AI? Now, listen, 3 minutes on Capitol Hill or 3 minutes on television is not nearly enough to deal with this massive topic. That committee of the Senate will be meeting many more times, many brains around the world working on this problem. And experts tell me that we, you, me, all of us, we need to also educate ourselves about AI so we know what's coming down the pike and how it might impact us. Nick Watt, CNN, Los Angeles. 10-second trivia. In 1889, the U.S. government opened 2 million acres for settlement in a region that became what state? California, Texas, Oklahoma, or Wyoming? Those who entered before the official start time were dubbed Sooners, which is why Oklahoma is named the Sooner State. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin adding another incredible chapter to his recovery as he was honored with the George Hollis Award by the Pro Football Writers of America on Monday. Given each year to the NFL player, coach, or staff member that overcame adversity to succeed, Hamlin was cleared to resume football activities last month after suffering cardiac arrest on the playing field in January. Now, Denny Kellington, the Bills' assistant athletic trainer who helped save Hamlin's life, gave a powerful commencement speech at his alma mater, Oklahoma State, over the weekend, telling graduates that preparation is one of life's keys to success.
Thankfully, we restored DeMar's heartbeat. We were ready. It's a bit odd to be the person reporters are talking about when they say Denny Kellington is a hero. It's very humbling. I've said repeatedly that I am not a hero, but I will tell you what I was that day. I was ready. When unexpected doors open or life changes course, trust that your experiences have led you there and you will be ready.
Wise words, Mr. Kellington. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. There's no such thing as luck when it comes to true success, right? Most often, true success is discipline and preparation meeting a moment. Special shout out is going to Beverly Middle School in Beverly, Massachusetts. Rise up. Thanks to all of you who've learned, laughed, and spread love this week. Here's a look at some of the most memorable moments we've shared. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.